The state of Alaska requires that school districts spend at least 70% of their budgets on direct instruction, and many districts struggle to reach that standard. In fact, some ask for waivers year after year.
We not only do that, we're at 79%. If we use $32 million budget, we're up there at $2.7, $2.8 million above and beyond what's required to be in direct instruction.
Superintendent Boyle says that's a result of a concentrated effort to keep costs low in every way so that as much money as possible can be spent on students. He says they've cut fuel and electricity consumption and hope to reduce heating costs even more by converting some schools to biomass boilers. Boyle says they also keep busing as efficient as possible, look for grants wherever they can, and maintain a small central office staff. Boyle says the Ketchikan School District's central office is about 4% of the overall budget.
Statewide, the next lowest is 7%. We could increase our district office expenses with personnel, whatever, by $900,000 and still be the smallest percentage of a district office of any place in the state of Alaska.
Boyle says other district offices in the state run from 7 to 14% of their budgets.
Our district office is small, it's a lean machine, and we're getting some things done.
Despite saving wherever possible, the Ketchikan School District still faces budget challenges. The district budget lists the programs and costs, some required and others optional, in order of priority. The optional items are underneath the mandatory programs, and in the middle of the budget is a red line. Items below the line are not funded, at least not with expected money. Some of the items below that red line right now include music programs for the elementary schools, a dean for Houtling, 5 administrative staff members, school supplies and materials, new computers, and extracurricular activities. Boyle says some of the items under the red line will most likely be funded. There will be some carryover funds from this year, and the state is talking about increasing the per-student allocation.
We'll have more money, we'll be more successful than what the red line is, but that's where we are today. And so we're confident that the music program will be funded.
Activities funding, though, is pretty far down the list. Whether it will remain in that spot is up to the school board. Boyle says activities continue to be a problem not just for funding reasons, but because of increasing transportation issues and students missing out on class in order to attend competitions in other communities.
We're going to try to address that a number of different ways. One of them may be the suggesting creation of a 4-day calendar at the high school level, or a calendar that doesn't follow 5 days every day, every week, every month. You know, we got to do something different so we can address transportation issues.
Boyle invited members of the public to attend school board meetings in order to offer suggestions and input about the budget and other topics of interest. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.